Elliot Friedman, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Have keys gone missing from your business or property? A key control and management system enables you to have total control of your keys and protect your property. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com.
Bonjour, Mr. Friedman. How are you today?
You know, I got to say, Pat, this is the way that Calgary Sports Radio works. They have to force you out of the building. They have to force Moberg into the building. That's the way it goes.
I think it speaks to one person's work-life balance compared to the other, in that Boomer has one and I don't. So that might play a small part in it.
No. You think Dean's family really wants him at home?
Oh, he has other things. He has hobbies and social life and on top of the family. He probably enjoys being away from work, where I'm like, when can I get back? This is killing me. There's nothing to do.
Yeah, you know, I got to tell you, I don't believe his family wants him at home. I'm going to have to have proof of this.
I'll see if I can dig in with my sources and get back to you on that one. I'll play the 960 Insider. How are you doing? What's happening in Elliot Friedman's world?
Not much. I mean, we're just, you know, we're waiting for this to get done, right? So sounds like they're grinding away. You know, hopefully it happens. I think we're all curious to see, you know, how this is going to work. They're grinding away at it. We'll see what happens.
So do you believe we are closing in on an announcement from the NHL this week? Is that something that we can look forward to in the next 4 or 5 days?
I hope so, but I don't know. One of the things that, you know, somebody told me once is that, like, for example, during the 2013 NHLPA, NHL negotiations, you know, someone told me, you don't realize, like, how much of it actually gets done before they sign it, how much negotiating it is done, how often it goes back and forth between the lawyers. They pour over every line. If there's one thing that's not right, you send it back and you work on it and you try to get it done. Like, it's time consuming. That's what this is. It's time consuming. They've got a bunch of stuff they got to get done. It takes a while to get it all papered. And if it's not papered right, you come back with it. And I was on in Toronto last hour and I said, you know, the one thing that someone said to me, it's like been like a week long Zoom call is what they said it to me. And, I just think it's a lot of grinding away. And plus, we've got this moving target here, right? You want to start January 13th. I mean, God only knows if we're going to be able to. I think the hubs are becoming, you know, one of the things I think the NHL was told is, you know, we understand when you want to start, but you're going to be starting right in the teeth of this thing, Pat. If you look at the projections for the next 2 months, you know, how many good stories, optimistic stories did we see today about, you know, the first people getting the vaccine and what that could mean for a few months down the road. But the next 2 months could be really ugly. And the NHL is going to be starting right in the teeth of this thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a challenge. And I think we're all starting to wonder, okay, does that mean we start February 1st? Or if we start January 13th, are we going to be starting in hubs? And I just think there's so much going on at the same time and so much you don't control, Pat. I think everybody would love to see a vote this week by both the players and the Board of Governors. I just don't know that they're going to have enough time.
Because a few things there that I think we need to pick up on. So number one is the idea of the hubs or kind of the rotating bubbles. Is that becoming more and more the way this thing is going to start from how you understand it?
I don't know if I would say more and more. I would just say that there's a recognition that it's possible. Initially they were talking about hubs and then they went away from that and they went to their own arenas. And I think the focus really was on their own arenas. I'll tell you, like last week, I think it was Thursday, I reported the possibility of hubs and I had some players reach out to me and say, like, we haven't heard word one about that. And now I'm hearing that, you know, it's possible. So I don't know if it's more possible. I just think it's a realization that they better be prepared for it. Now, in the States, among the cities I've heard for the hubs are Columbus, Newark, and Vegas, which would all be in different divisions. in Canada. I've heard it's most likely Toronto or Edmonton again.
Okay.
But we'll see. It's the old line. Like, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, Pat. I might be hit by a bus. But, like, you know, really in COVID time, we're a month away from what we're hoping is the start of the season, and we really don't have a clue what's going to happen. You have to be prepared for everything.
As whenever you say that, I always say, I hope you don't get hit by a bus tomorrow.
I do
want to, I always just like to balance from a karma perspective. And it's funny because, and your point is very well taken that, okay, it might not be more and more, but at least there's that realization from the way you understand it. If they were to start in those hubs, like you're talking about, that would be a temporary thing until they could be playing in their own buildings, right?
Yes, that's from what I understand. Yeah, it's a temporary thing. There's no desire to play fully this year in hubs. Mm-hmm. Eventually, these teams are going to end up in their own buildings. So, like, they'd start for 2 weeks, and you know, then we'll see. And, you know, that's kind of what we're talking about here. So there's no plan, and they wouldn't. And, you know, last year we called them bubbles because it was a full bubble. Mm-hmm. This year we're calling them hubs because it's not going to be a full bubble. And there's no desire to spend a ton of time with them. I mean, look at it today, Pat. Look at all these guys who are coming back from overseas and starting to make their way. They all see it's coming. It's just going to be a matter of when.
Elliot Friedman's with us, NHL insider, Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada, joined us on Mondays here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan. So, expanded roster and or taxi squad, are we talking about both? Are we talking about one? Do you have anything more on what that might look like once the puck drops?
I think we're talking about both. I think now one of the things that I don't have an answer to yet, and some teams were waiting for clarity on, is, and like, you guys are in a unique position with Edmonton and Vancouver, and that is that you don't have easy access to your American Hockey League team this year. So, because some teams are talking about, like, once they get clarity on the rules, because they don't know, like for example, like if you're the four Eastern teams, although some people in Winnipeg might kill me for calling them an Eastern team, but you know,
if you look
at those four teams: Winnipeg, Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. Their American Hockey League teams are all close by. They're all drives.
Yeah.
So, and they're not going to be, if they play this year, they're going to be playing in Canada. So, like, the question is, are those teams even going to be interested in a taxi squad? Like, if you know your players are going to be available to you in the American Hockey League, do you just keep them there and call them up if you need it? I think what this sounds like, Pat, is there's going to be an option for these teams to do it if they want to. Now, you know, the other thing that's going to be interesting out of this is going to be what happens, you know, with the American Hockey League this year. Like, I don't know if you're following the ECHL. Well, I mean, you're probably following what happened with your team on the weekend, right? Kansas City.
I have checked in and I have been loosely following. Yes.
So they had eight guys on the COVID list.
Yeah, they had their starting goaltender had to go on the exempt list. They had they were starting.
Didn't the GM have to coach on the weekend?
Yeah,
that's what someone was. Okay, so like it's crazy town. Like, it really is. It's an enormous challenge for the East Coast Hockey League, and you know, like I think people are kind of wondering what's the AHL going to, what are their chances going to be in 7 weeks? And I hope they're much better, but you know, we don't know. So anyway, I just think that what a lot of people are expecting is you're going to be able to have up to 30 guys on your roster between the expanded roster and the taxi squad. And I think you're going to be forced to carry three goalies, Pat, but I think that nobody really knows for sure what's going to happen with those teams that have American Hockey League clubs nearby. Mm-hmm. They might not carry anyone. You guys could be very different.
Do you have any idea how, because the taxi squad you've talked about would be on AHL salaries with NHL per diem, which makes sense. And you can understand how that wouldn't affect the cap, but When it comes to escrow and all that type of stuff, do you have any idea or any insight on what the cap implications would be of an expanded roster?
I think that's what everybody is trying to figure out right now. Like, one of the things I heard, and I don't know if this is true, so it's good that I'm throwing this out there on radio, is that nobody on that nobody there could have a salary higher than the number that gets buried in the American Hockey League, which I think this year is $1.075 million. I have to double-check this. But because basically, so for example, let's just say you were like Vancouver was to put Louis Erickson in Utica, for argument's sake, okay. Right? They get 1.7, they get that much cap relief. There's a small amount of his cap, of his money that comes off your cap. I think this year it's $1.75 million, but I'm not sure. It's in that area. So what someone had told me was that they were expecting that, it's 1.075, not 1.75, it's 1.075. Right. So what someone told me was they were expecting the rule to be that you couldn't sign anyone to any more than that money. That way, technically, you wouldn't have a salary that would be that would not be buryable in the American Hockey League. But again, I don't know that for sure. That's one of the theories out there.
No, but that's the first time I have been able to actually wrap my head around how it might not affect the cap. That's really interesting. And even though it's not confirmed, that's just a really interesting theory.
That's what one of the teams told me. A few of them were discussing that they were expecting, but until it's done, you know, we don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. And are the divisions settled, or is that still in conversation too?
I think it's still. It sounds like they were talking about Minnesota and St. Louis in the Pacific and Dallas in the Central. But, like, put it this way, a lot of the people I'm I usually talk to, they're like, we're busy today grinding away. Like, we don't have answers for you. We don't have answers for you yet.
Yeah, which you can understand. Elliot Friedman.
Well, I just think they're really working to get done, and I think there's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah. I can't even imagine the amount that is going on behind closed doors and all the logistical things they need to dot I's and cross T's on. Elliot Friedman's with us from Hockey Night. Our NHL insider from Sportsnet joins us on Mondays. Couple of on-ice things for you. You mentioned to close out your chat with the Morning Boys on Friday that Matt Barzal, New York Islanders, you're hearing bridge deal. Is that still what you're hearing and what you're anticipating a couple days later?
That's still what I'm hearing. I mean, I do not expect Lou Lamoriello to give me much information into this. And so that's what I'd heard. You know, I don't know. Like, they still have a lot of cap issues, right? So I that's still what I expect. That's still what I believe is good. I just don't know how they're going to be able to get to a Barzal 6-year, 7-year number without major surgery.
Yep. Yeah, because they've only got about $4 million of cap.
Even space. Like a 2 or 3 year deal could be, you know, somewhat painful surgery. So we'll see.
You and we've all been wondering about what the heck Tampa is going to do to get out of cap jail, which they are in right now. You had heard and mentioned it on Friday that maybe a deal involving Tyler Johnson, who they'd put on waivers months ago and coming back the other way in part of a deal, would maybe be the LTIR and Henrik Zetterberg's contract. Is that still something that you're hearing today with Tampa and Detroit?
Like I said, I heard that one in someone in Europe actually had that one. And I did the math. Like, it's possible. I just don't know. Like, again, like Brisbois and Yzerman, those are like, they're not exactly have Lamoriello reputations, but they don't really give you much either. So I think we're just going to have to see. I think Tampa's got a few different balls in the air. I think they have the Killorn ball in the air. I think they're trying to see what they can do with Johnson. You know, we'll see. We'll see about that. I just think I think Tampa's got a lot of balls in the air. I think everyone's got to see what these rules are going to be, and then we'll see from there. But Tampa is definitely trying hard with Tyler Johnson.
There was a report out of Vancouver, and Travis Hamonic's name resurfaced, connected to the Canucks, but also a suggestion that maybe the Flames might be interested in him. I'm just curious, are you hearing anything or any buzz surrounding Travis Hamonic right now?
I do know that Vancouver has been in and out on Hamonic, and they were very interested in Hamonic before they acquired Nate Schmidt. I still think they remain interested in Hamonic, but they probably don't have the flexibility salary-wise that they did before they traded for Schmidt. You know, the thing about Hamonic and you guys is, do you see the fit there?
We talked about this earlier. I personally don't see that fit myself with what they've done this offseason.
See, like the one thing I could see is, I could see Tree Living looking at it as a safety valve, right?
Right.
Like, I could see him saying, we're going to be playing a lot of back-to-back games. I don't mind having this veteran experience here. But if you're Hamonic, are you looking at Calgary's D and saying, I'm starting this year in the top six?
Exactly. And that's why Vancouver might make a whole lot more sense.
So, like, That's the way I kind of look at it from your guys. Like I do know that Vancouver has been very interested in Hamonic at times, but like I said, I think they were interested. And then they got Schmidt, and then of course we were kind of stuck. They were stuck in their cap situation, but like, so I can see that because I think they've had interest in the player. But I'm looking at Calgary and I'm looking at this and I'm going, yeah, I could see it. But I just don't. I don't see where a lot of where the cap room is there very much either. And B, I could see the Flames wanting to say, okay, we want to give our young D a shot. Yeah. So could I see it? Yes. But could I see it being a situation where he doesn't start in your top six? And the tough thing is going to be is that there's going to be no exhibition games. So the way you start, someone's going to have to play themselves out of a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Good point. Good point on that front. Have you, I know that you are a,
I'll tell you something else. I think Hamonic, there were some teams in the East that liked Hamonic. I think Philly did. And he is very particular about where he's going to play.
Yeah.
So one of the reasons I think it's Calgary and Vancouver is because I think those are two teams he'd be happy to play for.
Yeah. You are an avid watcher of Canucks Twitter. Do you see more controversy this time around Braden Holtby's mask? That's turned into a big story on the West Coast.
What are you trying to do to me here? Seriously, Steinberg. I'm trying to spend a bit more time off social media.
Yeah.
I got direct messages this weekend from Canucks fans saying, are you following the drama on our Twitter? And the honest answer is no. I'm familiar generally with the story, and this is not something that I should weigh into. It's a bigger issue than just hockey, and I'm not going to weigh into it. But to be honest, I don't know the full picture. I know some of it, but I don't know all of it. And the dumbest thing you could do is weigh in on a debate on Twitter and not know the whole story. But I had people direct messaging me saying, are you following the Canucks fans this weekend?
See, and you are, you handled that like the true professional you are. Anything else you've got on your mind, or anything that you're watching right now in the NHL, or have we covered it all?
No, I think one of the things I'm kind of looking at here is, the ads on the helmets, we should get some more clarity this week. So I'm really curious about that.
Okay. We will keep an eye on that. Thank you, Mr. Friedman. Be well. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next week, my friend.
All right, Steinberg. Have a great week.
Elliot Friedman, brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. Have keys gone missing from your business or property? A key control and management system enables you to have total control of your keys and protect your property. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com.